There is a lot of things happening at the Y. Right now, our summer session two is winding up, as we say. Registration's on right now, and it starts July 22nd, so folks have a couple weeks to get in and get registered. But we still have a lot of preschool adventure club going on and still day camp, and those kids are having a blast. They're kayaking, they're doing arts and crafts. Every day there's something different, and I think the kids are really enjoying that.
How important do you feel that is keeping them not only busy, but mentally stimulated and educated while we're in these summer months where it's real easy to kind of not think that way?
You know, that's so important. They call it the summer learning loss. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times kids who don't get that summer stimulation can actually go back a half grade, and it's been proven. So to stay ahead, those activities in the summer make a big difference, whether it's doing a grass program through the schools, you know, where they have to do their reading and their math, or if it's being involved in an activity at a Y program that they're doing science and they're doing outdoor adventure pieces and they're learning new skills. And those things are so important to keep kids on task.
Now, with the programs that you put together, you seem to go for a wide-ranging approach of different age groups and whatnot, but how do you define what is going to be appropriate, what is going to be taught?
Well, you know, it's interesting because we do have a curriculum that we use for our programs, and it's called the WISE Creative Curriculum, and it is developed all the way from 6 weeks up to kids that are 12 years old, and it is progressive. The pedagogy of learning, the process, is a step-by-step process. So you start at that beginning step and you work your way up through that whole step. It's just like learning to ride a bike. You know, you start with your training wheels and you take, you know, a little bit of help from mom and dad or a friend, and then you get a little bit better, and then you get your own ride, and then all of a sudden you're doing trails, and the next thing you know, and you're on a road bike. I mean, those things are all part of every process that we do as kids and adults. We learn, and those steps, that pedagogy has to go sequential. Sometimes kids jump steps, but they always end up going back to get that fundamental piece. And that's part of what our summer learning program and summer day camp and the kids camp program we do at Lake Superior Village. It's all about keeping kids engaged, keeping them stimulated, keeping them learning, but yet giving them outlets to release some energy and be really active.
So now, as we're getting closer to the fall and getting back into the school year and whatnot, what programs and options are in the works here in the next little while?
Well, we still have a triathlon coming up in a couple weeks. I want to plug that plug in there, July 21st. We're looking for some volunteers to help with that event at this point. And then there's kayaking. We have a lot of kayaking programs still coming this summer. But coming into fall, boot camp has been huge this summer, beach boot camp, and I think we'll probably add a fall boot camp. Obviously, the diabetes program, we've kicked off two sessions now, and we're looking to start another session this next month. So folks who are interested in, you know, getting their weight under control and getting some activity, and it's prevention so that you don't get diabetes, and working on some of those things. A Live Strong session will kick off again. And then obviously we're going to K.I. Sawyer in September. That's right on track at this point. We've got the facility pretty much set up and going forward, and the licensing steps are our last pieces. But we will open that first day of school, we hope, out at K.I. Sawyer at the school.
Wow, you talk about boot camps. Go back to that for a second. You talked about the beach boot camp, and I know I've asked you that before, and then you've got one coming up in the fall as well.
Yes, beach boot camp is basically physical activity out on the beach, and we started this summer with one session, and we ended up having three full sessions, and the second summer session, we're going to have a couple classes again. It's demand. If a number of folks sign up and they're interested in doing it, we'll add the classes and figure out, you know, what's the best way to provide the service to the community.
You've got the Teal Lake Triathlon coming up, and let's get right into the details with that. When, where, and you need volunteers, and you still want people to compete. What's going on?
We do, and it is July 21st. It is in Negaunee at Teal Lake. We are taking registrations up until the Friday before. They have to be registered by about 4 o'clock, I think, on the 20th. It's difficult to get the chip timers all in place if you try to do it the day of, and it's just much more smooth on the 21st if we do that ahead of time. But it's a swim, bike, and a run. The swim is a quarter mile, the bike is a 20K, and the run is a 5K. We still have registrations. And the really neat thing about our triathlon is there's also a kids' triathlon, and that has been a huge event that we've seen a each year progressively more and more kids participating in, and it's ages 5 to 14, and we do have seven age divisions in that group, but they swim 300 feet, 2-mile bike, and a half-mile run, and that takes place just after the adult event. But we're looking for some volunteers. Obviously, it takes about 100 volunteers to run this event. You want to make sure, for safety reasons, there's some folks out on the course making sure that, you know, cars are slowing down and kind of really helping direct traffic and making sure that our participants are safe.
Now, you mentioned with especially the youth element growing in it, that's a good sign, I think, when we talk about, like, a lot of times kids not getting out and getting active, and they certainly are if they're taking part in things like this.
I think parents today are having their kids much more active than we did. I think even now, the time with the video stuff, I think they're recognizing, you know, that's just too much. They're limiting their screen time. There's, you know, a couple hours of screen time a day, and really getting kids out involved in sports and involved in, you know, biking or running or different activities. And I see more and more of that, of those parents that are probably, you know, 25 to 35 years, you know, not faulting us that are a little older, but I really see that these parents are really pushing their children to be much more active and not be so involved in the screen time.
And you're probably seeing parents taking part in the event too, so that's how they're all doing it.
Yep.
They want to be like mom or dad or whatever.
That's exactly it. You see the, you know, kids cheering for the parents as they're coming down the hill, and then the kids going, parents cheering for the kids as they're going up the hill. It's kind of cool.
I mean, that really, you know, fits into the entire mission of the Y, of getting people active, getting them challenged physically, and getting them, making them better.
That's it. And the nice thing about this event is all the proceeds do support our Strong Kids Scholarship, you know, community benefit campaign, which allows folks to participate in YMCA programming if they're having difficulties.
So if somebody's thinking about getting involved, what's the process?
They can go online at ymcamqt.org or give us a call at the Y at 227-YMCA.